Welcome to On the Green Couch, brought to you by the UNICE Primary Support Center.
Hi, my name is Elizabeth Forster, and I will be your host for today's conversation on the Green Couch. We would like to talk about how to raise an active, healthy, happy child. And in the studio with me is Ilani Huisen. She is our primary school's occupational therapist and, very important, mother of two children. Welcome on the Green Couch today, Ilani.
Thank you, Elise. Happy to be here.
Ilani, I am from a very different and older generation. And when I think of my school days, I remember us being a lot more active than the children are today. Is it just my perception, or are kids really less active?
No, Elise, I have to agree. Children are no longer as active as we used to be. I think there are a lot of reasons for children being less active today. Unfortunately, times are changing. Safety factors make it harder for kids to go to parks by themselves or to ride their bicycles in the street. Technology definitely plays a big role here in captivating children's attention. It is more readily available and accessible, and there is just so much more that they can do from the comfort of their own home, or sometimes a bed, as is often the case. And then I think we can't discount COVID-19 and lockdown, and those two definitely had a massive role to play here.
I can't agree with you more. COVID-19 did have an enormous effect on all aspects of our everyday lives. So, Ilani, thinking about active, healthy, happy children, we realize it's very important for our children to be active, but can you tell us a bit more from an occupational therapist's perspective about why being active is important for a child's development?
Well, Elise, normal development is actually quite impressive. It happens naturally. We just need to allow it to take place. Through physical activity and play, children generally obtain all the skills that they need to be able to cope with the demands of everyday life, from classwork to playing outside and on the sport field. People have seven senses.
Oh, I'm sorry, I have to stop you. Do you know that we have five senses? Please explain why you say seven.
We definitely have the normal five senses we all know about: hearing, sight, smell, taste, and touch. But then we've got two additional body senses, namely our vestibular sense, which allows us to gauge our body position in space and movement, as well as our proprioception, which is the sense that tells us where your body is in space. When children are physically active, they use those seven senses to provide information from their bodies and the environment to successfully perform a task and to respond appropriately to situations. They learn how to coordinate their movements and to coordinate the two sides of their body, to catch a ball or skip or even to tie their shoelaces. How to plan and execute an action and how to adapt it if it was unsuccessful. For example, if they didn't get the netball through the hoop, to maybe throw a bit harder or to flick the wrist more. They develop endurance and core muscle strength. Your core muscles are the muscles that you have to keep your body upright, namely your stomach, your back, and your pelvic muscles. They are responsible for your posture and are integral in staying upright in your chair in the classroom. When their body tires and they start to fidget in the class or move around in the seat, which often leads to their attention not being on the school task, it influences their concentration. Children first need to learn how to coordinate and plan actions on a big body level before they can do it on a tabletop level. Thus, school functioning is reliant on those underlying foundational skills to be in place.
Ilani, that is so true. If I think of the classroom, you do see these things, that the children just can't sit still for long. But now you mentioned active physical activity. But isn't it enough for them to take part in sport? Isn't that enough?
Yes, Elise, research suggests that children between the ages of 6 to 17 years need 60 minutes of physical activity daily. They define this physical activity as moderate to vigorous movement. So yes, sport participation will definitely fall in this category, but not all sports are as vigorous. The 60 minutes also does not have to be continuous, but can be broken up into segments. For example, running around at break time at school, having a hockey practice after school, and maybe dancing at night in your room before supper, that can all add up to the required 60 minutes. And of course, more than 60 minutes will just be more beneficial.
That really does sound very good. But please tell us more about the health benefits of children being active.
Elise, there are many short and long-term health benefits for kids, same as for adults. Let's list a few. They improve your muscular fitness, so it helps to build strong muscles and develop endurance. It improves your cardiometabolic health, so it helps you to maintain normal blood sugar levels and prevent type 2 diabetes. Globally, we are really seeing an increase in childhood obesity, which leads to type 2 diabetes, and it all stems from lack of activity. It also helps with bone strengthening. Aerobic exercise, which is any exercise that elevates your heart rate, strengthens your muscles and your bones. But research shows us that impact activity, such as jumping on a trampoline, especially improves bone density, which in turn prevents the onset of osteoporosis in later life. It also improves academic performance. Physical activity improves attention and coordination, as well as memory retention. Evidence suggests that reading and mathematics are the most impacted by physical activity, as executive functioning is impacted by higher aerobic fitness. It also improves brain health, so it reduces your risk of depression and anxiety. It improves health, heart and lung health. It improves blood pressure and aerobic fitness. It helps maintain a healthy body weight, which is especially important for our teenage girls and also for the younger ones. So it helps to regulate your body weight and reduce the body fat. And it improves the quality of sleep. Kids fall asleep easier at night and they stay sleeping better when they were physically active that day. There's less nighttime waking, which is wonderful. My son is 12 years old, and I can immediately see when exam time comes around and all the extracurriculars and sports stop for the term. He often takes so much longer to fall asleep at night and have to get up a few times to go drink water before he can settle to fall asleep, just because his body isn't tired enough. And then the last reason, which I think is almost the most important, it enhances emotional well-being. When we do exercise, our body releases chemicals called endorphins. They are your body's own little happy pills. They make you feel better and enable you to better cope with stress. Whether that stress is related to schoolwork, a test, or a friend squabble, it just enables you to cope with it better. And I truly believe active children lead to active adults.
Wow, Ilani. According to what you just said, I really believe that active children equals happy children. But now that you gave us all these many, many reasons why we should be physically active, can you give the parents some tips on how to encourage their kids to be physically active?
Elise, firstly, I believe creating awareness is the first step. I think when parents realize how integral physical activity is, firstly to their kids' development and to the many health benefits it holds for our kids, it kind of shifts the focus. If we can encourage them to get off the couch and away from the devices, we are really moving in the right direction. A great way of doing that is by setting a good example. I know, easier said than done, but be active with your kids. Walk with your kids around the block, play fetch with the dogs outside and help the dogs to chase the ball. Kick your kids out of the house so that they can play outside with a ball or with a hockey stick. It is not necessary to have a lot of space or to enroll your child in multiple activities. Every little bit helps. You can challenge your little ones, the foundation phase girls, to every time they walk down a passage, do a different animal walk, from froggy jump to duck walks to hopping like a bunny. Older girls love to dance. Put some music on and let them jump and dance for a few songs and see the sweat it works up. Let your kids do star jumps or jumping jacks in homework breaks to quickly get the heart pumping and to wake their bodies up. These are a few little things that I think can make a big difference if we just shift our focus.
Ilani, I can't wait to get back home, put the music on and dance and dance. Thank you for sharing this wonderful information with us. I am sure that the parents will agree that the more active their children are, the happier they will be. I am going dancing.